Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Virals reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virals scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Carrion for a passed ball. Oliva moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allison for the out. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to third. Hall moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0. Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle takes first base on ball four. Killebrew scores. Hall moves to third. Batty moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Stan Williams now pitching. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-0, Twins. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Houser reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to third. Hinton moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball towards left. Allison catches it and throws to third to double up Hinton. Hauser tags and scores. It's 7-1, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Carrion to Brown and they have Allison trapped. The throw over to Hinton, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Stan Williams. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Pascual covering, for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Fred Whitfield now playing first base. Chuck Hinton now playing second base. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Pascual takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verals strikes out. 1 out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pascual moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pascual moves to third. Rollins moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pascual tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. Carrion drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Killebrew out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Tiant now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. Allison moves to third. It's 9-1, Twins. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allison tags and scores. Batty tags and moves to second. 1 out. It's 10-1, Twins. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Pascual hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty scores. It's 11-1, Twins. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Verals hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Pasquale covering, for the out. One out. Ray Barker pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Ray Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barker hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a line drive into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar pinch runs for Earl Batty. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. Two outs. Zoilo Vierals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vierals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Vierals is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Vierals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplau pinch hits for Don McMahon. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau strikes out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Allison reaches second base with a double. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got five RBIs. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Houser strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.